The comedian Gene Wilder died yesterday of complications from Alzheimer's disease. He was 83 years old. Wilder often played neurotic, charming characters in the big screen comedies he starred in, such as The Producers and, of course, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Bob Mondello has this appreciation.
His characters wanted to be calm, but to the great delight of audiences, they rarely succeeded. On screen, Gene Wilder could often be summed up as an accident waiting to happen. That frizzy, flyaway hair, the eyes darting this way and that, and then something would set him off. Zero Mostel, say, in the movie that made Wilder a star, The Producers.
I'm hysterical! I'm having hysterics! I'm hysterical! I can't stop when I get like this! I can't stop! I'm hysterical! I'm a
dog! Mostel douses him with a glass of water.
I'm wet! I'm wet! I'm hysterical and I'm wet!
So Mostel slaps him.
I'm in pain! And I'm wet! And I'm still hysterical!
Mel Brooks may have written that bit, but Gene Wilder made you believe it. He often said that his job as an actor wasn't to make something funny, but to make it real. Just months earlier, in fact, he'd made a hysteric seem considerably less funny in his film debut as a terrified undertaker in Bonnie and Clyde. And neurotics soon became his stock in trade. Whether he was playing the weird title character in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
We have to get on, we have to get on, we have so much time and so little to do. Strike that. Reverse it.
Or a bit part as a man who falls in love with a sheep in Woody Allen's Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Sex But Were Afraid to Ask.
I was not fondling my lambswool sweater. What would I do something like that for?
But it was with Mel Brooks that Wilder really took flight, most memorably perhaps in Young Frankenstein. Wilder came up with the idea, he and Brooks co-wrote it, and in a cast that included Madeline Kahn, Peter Boyle, Cloris Leachman, and Marty Feldman, Wilder proved he could have been a first-rate vaudeville comic.
Dr. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
You're putting me on.
No, it's pronounced Frankenstein.
Do you also say Frederick?
No, Frederick.
Well, why isn't it Frederick Frankenstein?
It isn't. It's Frederick Frankenstein.
I see.
You must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor.
He went on to write several other movie scripts, The Woman in Red, The World's Greatest Lover, The Adventure of Sherlock Holmes's Smarter Brother, and he also formed a memorable partnership with Richard Pryor, who in movies like Stir Crazy and Silver Streak seemed to bring out the Wilder side of Wilder.
I can't pass for black.
Who are you telling? I didn't say I was going to make you black. I said I was going to get you on the train. Now we got to make them cops think you're black.
It'll never work.
What, are you afraid it won't come off?
Oh, that's a good joke.
Another Gene Wilder partner, comedian Gilda Radner, who co-starred with him in the film Hanky Panky, became his third wife, and if their marriage was not always easy in his telling, it was sustaining. After her death from cancer in 1989, he worked less frequently, spending time on a novel and a TV show that didn't click, dealing with his own cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and thinking about his craft. In 2005, NPR's Susan Stamberg asked him what had inspired him to go into it. Not the great comics, it turns out.
I'm not very funny in real life. I used to want to be a comedian when I was 13, 14, 15, until I saw Death of a Salesman with Lee J. Cobb and Mildred Dunnick. And it was so real that I thought it was actually happening in front of me, not as a stage play, but that those people were actually going through what they were doing. And that's when I decided, I said, I don't want to be a comedian. I want to be an actor, maybe a comic actor, but a real actor.
Gene Wilder was a real actor, a real comic actor. I'm Bob Mondello. Then we'll jump miles at a time.